me in shape. Define a man. You ain't got to go to heaven, but you got to leave here. Those who don't believe in God believe in this. Back to remembrance, how she would lead that song and think of her daughter, Sister Estella. We know it's near. Amen for letting the Lord use you. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. He is the Christ. Amen. And it is good to be back amongst the number one more time. How many know it could have been the other way? Amen. I want to get into the message, but we want you to be in prayer for our upcoming revival.
Amen.
Amen. The revival is no more successful than our prayer lives beforehand. Amen.
Amen.
You want a good revival? Somebody need to be praying before revival takes place. So I want you to be praying for our revival. And I also want to say we will have the Bible study. We invite you out to come and to worship with us through the taught word. And after Bible study, we pray for our people who are on the list called delivered. Amen.
Amen.
It's very serious and very dear to our hearts. And we call people name by name and situation by situation. So we ask you to come out on Wednesday if you are so desirous to do so. And we also want to recognize again that we did have some youth in Sunday school.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, we can't say that enough. And we want to thank the brother for bringing it to our attention, because I really believe that the Sunday school is very pertinent to the life of the church.
Amen.
And the children can't get there unless the parents bring them. As you already know, I am a doctrinal preacher. I preach principles that we can put into practice. Something that hopefully will help you when you leave this place. The scripture has been read, and if you would, we are going to read the verse of focus once again as a family. As you stand to your feet, as is customary here at Faith, we'll be reading from the King James rendering. If you have the King James version of the Bible, we ask that you read along with us. We will be reading again. Our verse of focus is taken from the book of Deuteronomy. That's a mouthful. Deuteronomy. Yeah, we will take it from chapter 32. Chapter 32, verse 30. We've heard, I'm certain, this passage of scripture in partiality, but maybe never perhaps understood it in its entirety. So we want to read this verse. And I have been preaching on, I think the last doctrinal truth was increase. Somebody say increase.
Increase.
I tell you, that was a serious amount of messages that was powerful. And today, we want to take you back. And we want to preach. I preached on this topic before, but we want to preach on agreement. Somebody say agreement.
Agreement.
That's not the first time that Faith has heard about coming into agreement. Now, we know the power that one can possess when we come into agreement with what God has already said. See, people believed in Jesus, they just didn't believe in what he said. And we got to take it a step further and begin to believe by not only in Jesus, but we got to believe in his words and what he said in his word, so much so that we got to stop just saying it and we got to start doing it. Somebody said, become doers. Yeah, from the King James rendering, if you have it, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 30, 1, 2, 3, read. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? Amen. Amen. And I just want to you to think on that for a minute. One, the Bible says, can chase 1,000. Two, can put 10,000 to flight. Lord have mercy. I want to talk about agreement, the principle of agreement. We want to take it to the next, it's not even the next level, but it's the next dimension. And I understand, you know, I wasn't very good in math when I went to school, but I understand one chasing 1,000. What I have maybe not a problem, but a challenge with is understanding how two can chase 10,000. Don't let me lose you. See, when I was growing up, that wasn't the math that I learned.
Amen.
I come to let you know, in the economy of God, math is different.
Amen.
In the economy of God, you would think that if one can chase 1,000, two can chase how many?
2,000.
But that's not how it works in the kingdom of God. The Bible says that two can chase 10,000. I want you to think with me and pray with me on a very simple topic called the synergetic effect.
All right. All right.
Somebody say the synergetic effect.
Synergetic effect.
Let's go to the approach to the throne of grace. Eternal God, our Father, it's preaching time. And now we stand, Father, as empty vessels before a full fountain. Now, Father, if we're not empty, empty us of ourselves. We know, God, that for full vessels, you will just push aside and grab an empty one. Empty us now that we might be filled with your holy divine presence. In the name of Jesus, send now the anointing that makes preaching relative, that makes it revelatory, and Father, that makes it flow. Somebody say, let it flow.
Let it flow.
In the name of Jesus, Father, that we might experience not only increase, but that we might come into agreement and have the synergetic effect established in our lives. These are the blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Say with me, amen.
Amen.
And take your seats in the building. I heard somebody says spell it.
That would be tough.
I ain't make it up. But you heard of synergy. Everybody's heard of synergy. Synergy happens when you yoke two horses together.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Synergy. S-N-E-R-G-E-T. Oh, that's synergetic. S-N-E-R. Syner. G-Y, y'all look it up. This is the age of information. I'm not too worried about how it spells. I'm concerned about how it works. Come on, y'all. Don't let me lose you. You know, I can deal with the spelling later, but I'm really concerned with how synergy works. Synergy, mind you, is the interaction of when two things or more come together. Are you with me? And when they come together, they produce a power that is, oh Lord have mercy, more than their individual parts. Mm-hmm. Did you get that? And in other words, when you take one horse and put him up to a plow, he can pull that plow. But when you take two horses and yoke them together, mm-hmm. there's a synergetic effect that they can pull 10 plows.
Wow.
Oh, did you hear me?
That's right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody say synergy.
Synergy.
And today's text, basically, you must need know there's some back information that you need to know. Somebody say the backdrop. The backdrop of today's lesson, the synergetic effect, or getting God's power to work in multiplicity in our lives. What you must need to know is that the children of Israel was at the precipice of blessing. They had wandered for 40 years. Those who originally started out to the land of promise now are dead. And these are their children standing before the land of Canaan. Their first line of quest was Jericho. And they stood at the wall of Jericho. The Bible says that the wall of Jericho was so fortified and so big and so high that people had houses on the wall. Mm. That city was fortified to the hilt. Nobody, the Bible says, could get in and nobody could get out because they were shut up because they heard that God's people, oh Lord have mercy, was just over the horizon. And somebody say they were scared. You need to be scared when you done made God angry. You need to be angry. When God gets angry, you need to be scared. So the people were ready now to go and take what God had already given them. But what you need to know is these weren't warriors. These were farmers. Farmers' children. They didn't know anything about fighting, but God had told them, look, he told them through Joshua, all you got to do is go to the wall of Jericho and march around. Look, somebody said, you need to march around your problem. Yeah, can't you see him? He said, now I want you to march around the wall of Jericho for 6 days. Every day, once a day, y'all gonna march around the wall. Come on, somebody. Anybody feel like marching today? Don't, I didn't come to entertain you. But I did come to preach to you. I said, anybody but me feel like marching around their problem? If you got a problem today, you ought to stand on your feet and just go march. If you ain't got no problem, just stay right there and be relaxed. And see what the preacher gonna do next. For us who got a problem, we need to be marching. Oh, somebody say, kick them up and put them down. See, it's in the marching and the obedience of doing what God told you to do that the walls gonna come tumbling down. Somebody say, keep right on marching. They march for one day. They march for 2 days. Did you hear me? He said, all the gold. Look at you. You go and look at it for yourself. He said, all the gold, all the silver, anything in it belongs to me. Somebody say the tithe.
The tithe.
The tithe, the tithe, the tithe. He said, the tithe, that's mine. Somebody say it belongs to God.
Belongs to God.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But there was a person called Achan. You know, there's an Achan in every church. There's an Achan in every family. Achan, when he saw a robe that he liked, he took it and some silver and gold, oh Lord have mercy, back to his tent. He said, because they won't know.
Look
at what I said,
they'll never know.
I'm preaching to the one now. I'm talking to the one now. When you get good things the wrong way, I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to turn and look at this in Jeremiah. Turn to Jeremiah. Those who got your Bible, then I hope you got your word. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 22. And for time's sake, I'm going to go on. Chapter 22, verse 13 reads like this. Woe unto him that buildeth his house with unrighteousness. Let me tell you something. You can't rob the bank and say that God blessed you.
Amen.
Now, when a child has a temper tantrum, it's bad. But when a grown person
Have y'all ever seen a grown person have a temper tantrum? Come on now. Y'all ain't gonna be real. Maybe y'all ain't standing here because it was you. The Bible says that he had a temper, he had a fit. He ripped his clothes, he started screaming, he fell on the ground, kicking and screaming. Why? Because he was disappointed. Let me tell you something. Then you just learn a little while. We normally get what we expect.
Amen.
I used to think it was poor sportsmanship. When you lose, you're supposed to smile. I'm talking to the parents now. No, no, you ain't supposed to smile because I'm in it to win it. I don't know about y'all. If I play the game, I don't care if I'm playing against a five-year-old, I'm going to beat him. If I'm playing basketball against my grandson or my son when he was small, and he would try to shoot against me, I'd block his shot.
Somebody say your family members.
Amen.
I've been trying to teach you about increase, becoming generous, and getting the flow. Somebody say, let it flow.
Let it flow.
You need to get that series of tapes so you can understand that before we get to overflow, it's got to flow.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. And the Bible says here that he says, now what I'm trying to teach you is a synergetic effect. When you come into agreement with what God says, we understand that you got to pray according to the will of God. There's thousands of promises in the Bible. And when you start saying what God has said, you're coming into agreement. Somebody say agreement.
Agreement.
But some of us leave it right there. You got to do more than come into agreement with what God said. You got to come into agreement with what he's done told you to do.
Amen.
Somebody say obedience.
Obedience.
Obedience. You can come into agreement with what God says and still don't do what he says, how he says, when he says, and still not reap the benefit of a synergetic effect that God will have on your life if you will only obey him. Mm. These seats would be full if there wasn't just one person messing up. Mm. How do I know? Because everybody in here ain't tithing.
Amen.
Hey. Mm. Look at my face to you. And when you don't tithe, you mess it up for the rest of us.
That's right.
Mm. By now, I ought to be full time.
Amen.
Amen.
I should not be working at Coyote. I should be working for faith only.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you don't want that no way. But can you imagine having a full time pastor?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Somebody that at your beck and call. Somebody to pray with you. Somebody that will go to the doctor with you. I do it now, but I can't do it like I want to do it. Somebody say synergetic effect. Synergetic effect is when we come into agreement not only with what God said, but when we start doing what God says do.
Amen.
Somebody say obedience.
Obedience,
we learned, is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than your offering. The Bible says that here, and that's the backdrop of where we're getting to. In chapter 8, that's when they're going back to the place that defeated them. Did you hear me? I'm talking to the one now. You were defeated. Isn't it funny that when we are whipped in an area, we tend to avoid that area?
Amen.
Oh, y'all ain't going to say amen.
Amen.
You know, you married one time and it didn't work out. Ain't never getting married again. I'm going to get us some laughs right now. When we done got our cans kicked, we don't like to get it kicked no more.
That's right.
So what we do, we will avoid that. Notice in chapter 8, God sent them right back to where they were defeated. Look, somebody said, you got to go back. Where you had your last defeat, God wants to send you back. Somebody say, go back. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is sending you back to where you last lost and then get the victory. Somebody say, go back. Chapter 8, we see them going back. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not. Look at somebody say,
stop being afraid.
You will never experience the multiplicity of God as long as you live in fear. Some of you are afraid to have children again. Some of you are afraid to date. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's why, listen to this. That's why my adversary, your adversary, our adversary gets in marriage so much. If one can chase 1,000 and two, 10,000, you think about husband and wife when they yoke up together. Oh, look at somebody and say, are you married? Now, if you are married, listen to this. If you are married, Satan wants to break up not you, but he wants to break up your agreement. Listen to this. He's not so careful to want you to separate and live in a separate house as he wants to separate your agreement. Oh, Lord have mercy. He knows that if you ever come together and agree and started obeying God, there's going to be some synergism in that family. So what he'll do is he will keep you apart long enough to break the agreement. Somebody say break the agreement.
Break the agreement.
If we could just get on one accord. Somebody say unity.
Unity.
Unity can happen. We don't have to think alike. We don't even have to talk alike. But we got to believe alike. Lord have mercy. Does it hear me?
Amen.
If we could just believe the same thing. The Bible says that when they got on one accord at a place called Pentecost, there was a mighty rushing wind. And the Bible says that the Holy Ghost came. The Lord said again, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people. Somebody say all the people.
All the people.
All inclusive with everybody. Take all the people. Now they had gotten rid of the thing that was breaking them from getting corporate blessing. They got rid of Achan and all his stuff. And he says, arise. And he says, go up to Ai. See, I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. That's my saying, I'm going to take it back. You are not going to take it back until you go back. I gave you an instruction. That last place you were defeated, go back to it. Now notice that, if you done been defeated in marriage, I ain't talking to go back to that same fool. I want to make that plain. What I'm saying is you're getting married again. Did you hear me? We think that when people are divorced, they can no longer be used of God. Who made you God?
That's right.
Who made you God? So that's sometimes why we stay where we are, is because we're afraid to venture out. How many know that every sin is forgivable?
Amen.
Including divorce.
Amen.
I'm going to burst some of y'all up. We got to pick and choose what's unforgivable. The only unforgivable sin is blasphemy. When you reject him totally. That's the only thing that's unforgivable. But somebody say there's hope. There's always hope. I'm not saying go back and marry that same person, but I have to. You can marry again.
Amen.
Somebody say go back.
Go back.
God was sending him back to the same people who defeated him. I know I got to finish this. Now, I want you to get this. This time when God sent them back, God was with them. But not only was God with them, but God wants you to do a thing. He's going to send you, not empty-handed, but with a plan.
That's right.
We learned a little while ago, look at somebody and say, if you got a problem,
God has a plan.
Now, a lot of times, what we'll do is, we will go and try to do a thing by ourselves. Y'all go ahead and preach this, aren't you? We'll try to do it by ourselves. Notice this. Anything that God planned, he also funds.
That's right. Amen.
Point in case. When we built this little edifice right here, nobody would lend us the money.
That's right.
We were praying for the wrong thing. Listen. This is the price of admission. We were praying for resources and money and funds. Am I right about it?
Amen.
When we should have been praying for a plan. When we got to the bank that told us, if you can give us a plan, we'll give you the money.
Right.
Oh, y'all missing this. We're praying for the wrong things. Stop praying for resources and pray that God will give them a plan. Notice that God said, you go back to the place you were defeated. This time I'm going with you because you done got rid of Achan who took the accursed thing. I'm going with you and now I'm going to give you a plan. He said, now I want you to go up to them just like you did before. And when you see them, I want you to run. It's right there. We reread the text. He said, I want you to run as though you are scared. And notice, they aren't running to get away from them. They're running to leave. do you need to get a plan? The plan was is that you're going to draw them. And he said, look, we're going to draw them away from the city. Some of the men are going to stay back. And when they are running after us, then I want you to take the city. Somebody said, we need a plan. Yeah, you need a plan. Anybody who fails the plan, plans to fail. Somebody say a strategy. Who will build a house, the Bible says, who will not first sit down and count the cost? Am I right about it? I'm talking to the one that you're getting ready to make that leap. Can you see your way clear? And if you can't see your way clear, have you prayed about it? And the Bible says that when they started chasing after the Israelites, they looked behind them and their city was on fire. Oh, you got to get that picture. Now they are in a quandary, because now do we continue to chase them or do we go back and try to save our city? And while they were sitting there with indecision, can I just preach just a moment right here? Indecision has killed so many people. God has wanted to bless you because you were sitting there trying to make up your mind. Your opportunity passed you by. Let me tell you, opportunity waits for nobody. Look at my say, you got to go. That's why the Bible teaches us to be prepared and to be ready. Because when opportunity presents itself, that means that you got to be ready. I'm talking to the woman now. You want God to send you a godly man, you ain't doing nothing to prepare yourself. You think you on vacation? You ain't cooking? You ain't cleaning? Oh, who am I talking to? You ain't praying? Why is God going to send a godly man into a person with all that baggage? Oh, Lord, I'm going to be quiet right there. No. You got to be preparing, walking in expectation. You need to be cooking. You need to be cleaning. You need to be behaving. You need to be expecting. Somebody say expecting.
Amen.
You be expecting. Walking in expectation means you expect God to do something. The Bible says, then ye shall rise up in ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it unto your hand. My last point is this. I'm still talking about tithing, whether you know it or not. The reason that you're not as blessed as you ought to be is because you're not tithing. You're not giving God what belongs. All of it belongs to him. Synergetic effect means this. If you give him the 10%, he'll bless the 90%. My daughter was in an accident.
And he said, what if she hurt? I appreciated that. I said, no, she's fine, but the car is messed up. He said, that's all right. He said, we got you covered. Look at somebody say, are you covered? I'm still not talking about insurance. Why? Because we have been paying our premiums on time. And they said, you know, Mr. Hall, we got you covered, and we can put your daughter in another car as good as that one that was wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The car she has now is better.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, y'all better. Why is it better? Not because, I think we're all of that. When the devil messes with me, I send a message to the devil.
Yeah.
And I put him on notice. You done messed with the wrong man. Not only are we going to get a car, we're going to get a car just as good and better than that. Why? Because God will give me double. Woo! Looks like I say, you've been paying your premiums. And if you have been paying your premiums, God's got you covered. Give God a hand clap of praise. Have you taken the accursed thing? Notice that they defeated Ai. And now God, and I think in that same chapter, tells them, okay, now the next one that you conquest, everything belongs to you. He said, now it's all yours because I didn't got mine. God demands the tithe.
Yeah.
It matriculates all down through the pages of scripture in verses like, seek ye first.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. Somebody say everything.
Everything.
All these other things the Bible says shall be added. Did you get that?
Yes.
No. It's bonus. Added. Addition. He's not only going to bless you, but he's going to bless your blessing.
Amen.
Somebody say overflow.
Overflow.
You can't get the overflow until it flows. We give you now an invitation to Christian discipleship. If you